U.S., water is becoming a significant problem in urban environments. And tallgrass is a very important plant growing in many landscapes and serving important functional roles. Therefore, tallgrass are often the greatest percentage of urban landscape. And among tallgrass species, Kentucky bluegrass is the most widely used. And so far, most studies actually give up for transpiration on Kentucky bluegrass usually they use estimating methods such as energy balance, mass transfer, and crop coefficient. With the measuring methods of ET, like Lizzie meter, water balance, and energy covariance, will provide more reliable data. And among three measuring methods of ET, eddy covariance is the most ideal method for large area, and this method estimates atmospheric flux of mass and energy at the surface. However, there's no literature on measurement of actual ET with eddy covariance during drought stress on tallgrass, and in addition, there is little information on physiological response with the change of actual ET and soil moisture during drought of Kentucky bluegrass. And here is the picture of eddy covariance system on the turf field. And for all the reasons above, our research aimed to find out the relationship between soil moisture and the change of actual ET using eddy covariance and the change of Kentucky bluegrass response to drought stress through seasons. And for materials and method, this is our top field. It's located in Greenville Farm in Logan, Utah. And here is a picture. This area was divided into four blocks distributed from east to west. And in each block, we took the measurement with three plots with a size 20 and 20 feet. And the observation was made during the dry out periods in summer 2009 and 2010. A dry out refers to a period starting with an actively growing turf and soil field capacity and ending with whirling throughout a 24-hour period and leaf furring as measured by tallgrass quality. When the turf hadn't shown any stretch line yet, we took the measurement every other day. And when the top and when the drought became apparent, we took the measurement every day. And all the measurement was taken at 2 times per day, at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And here's all the measurement that we took for our research. The first is stomatal conductance. We were using leaf pyrometer from the Kaggan device, and we took 5 measurements per block. And for plant status, for water plant status, we measure free down water potential with 5 measurements per block. And with soil moisture, we use Divine 2000 by Centec, and this one measures the soil moisture content at the depth of 10 centimeter through 100 centimeter. And for chlorophyll index, we use chlorophyll meter CM1000 spectrum, and we took 10 measurements per plot. And in association with this, we did visual quality, and the rated was on scale of 1 to 9. 1 is poor, 6 preferred to minimal acceptable, and 9 is the highest quality. And this one is by Emmons 2000. And at the same time, all the flux was measured by eddy covariance system to calculate ET, actual ET. And here's the result. First, we want to mention about soil moisture in 2009 and 2010. For both 2009 and 2010, soil moisture content only change from the depth of 10 centimeters to 40 centimeters in both early summer to early summer and in both early summer and late of summer. And you can see here, here's the source, the y axis is the soil moisture content. And then we analyze and we graph the soil moisture with other physiological response in early summer 2009 and early summer 2010. You can see here. And they both showed the very similar result. The first graph is the soil moisture content. Here's the soil moisture content, and here is the stomatal conductance. The change in stomatal conductance has the same, the very similar chain with the chain, with the change in the chain of soil moisture content, especially in the depth of 20 centimeters. And also we have the similar result with the change in soil moisture content and the change in visual rating. And therefore, the change in chain of stomatal conductance in the dry out period have the same chain with the change in visual rating for both 2009 and 2010 in early summer. And here's the result for the late summer 2009 and the late summer 2010. They also show the same chain in the chain of stomatal conductance with soil moisture and visual rating. But different from in early summer to 2009 and 2010, the changing in soil moisture only went along with the change in visual rating, but the changing in soil moisture didn't play main role in changing stomatal conductance, especially in the morning. And you can see here is the stomatal conductance in the morning. And here is the stomatal conductance in the afternoon. And then we graph the soil moisture stomatal conductance with actual ET for 2009. The first two graphs above here are the soil moisture content with evapotranspiration in early summer 2009. And for the first graph, the results show that the change in the change of evapotranspiration had the same change with the change of soil moisture content. And this is the ET, and here's our soil moisture content at the depth from 10 to 40 centimeters. And the next graph is the soil moisture, the stomatal conductance and evapotranspiration show the same change also. You can see. But in late summer 2009, the result different from early in summer. Here, for the soil moisture, the ET didn't change with the soil moisture. And also, but for the stomatal conductance, the change in changing of stomatal conductance have very similar to the change in the soil in the evapotranspiration. So we have conclusion. In early summer, soil moisture appear to play an important role in stomatal conductance, visual rating, and evapotranspiration during dry stress. However, in late summer, soil moisture was less important than stomatal conductance in evapotranspiration. And because we don't have enough time to analyze the data for 2010 with the actual ET, so but we expect the same result for 2010 also. And last but not least, we want to thank to Lauren Hibbs and Linda Fenton for help us in analyze ET data. And Li Shirian and Lina Wang and Hao Panchai, they help us in taking the measurements. So, thank you. Any questions and comments?
Questions for Hao?
Yes.
How big was your source area in front of your anticovariance tower?
Oh, I'm sorry?
How big was your source area, your footprint in front of your, how much turf grass
How much?
Yeah.
The distance, right? The top area. Okay. And here's our field, the top grass, and this one is half the size of 2050 and 2050 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, please. What cultivars of Kentucky bluegrass were you using?
Okay. The cultivar that we use for this experiment is called parenthesis.
No, the cultivars, not the species.
The Kentucky bluegrass?
Yeah, what cultivars were they?
The varieties? Oh, sorry, I don't know because the top is already in the field. So I just take the next step for the measurement. So I still don't know about the varieties for the.
Any other questions?
Any other questions?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.